Love calls to you this knife by Whacked Out. Their stories have finished, ended, reached the epilogue, the last scene, the unconquerable resolution. They have both faded to black, and this, more than anything, is why she follows him. Everything about them is competition. Everything about them is getting to that finish line first, which is ironic because neither of them wants to get there at all. He was the first to become a werewolf. She's the first to get her heart mangled. Maybe that's why it irks her when he breaks from the pack. "I was supposed to do that first," she wants to yell. "I was supposed to leave first. I had a plan, for God's sake." Except God is death. "Mom," she writes, and then pauses. What can she say other than, "I'm sick of being here"? What can she feel except, "I'm sick of no one understanding, of everyone flinching"? She smiles bitterly. She knew what her mother would say. The tribe comes first. Family comes first. And then Leah's smile changes, and she puts the pen back to the paper. For Seth. She doesn't write the other name. At first she's unwanted, but that's nothing new. She rolls her eyes at his pathetic attempts to get rid of her. If, when Sam tried to get rid of her, the cosmos itself intervened, never mind that she didn't want it to, what makes him think it'll be so easy? And then he says those three magical words that rip her apart and sew her together all at once. And she hangs on to them like they're the only lifeboat left after Noah refused to take her on his ark. You can stay. She sees him glowing and she recognizes it instantly. He's won the race. She's surprised by how much her heart tears at the sight of it, the gorgeous little girl. She hates that the thing is gorgeous, laughing and clapping her tiny hands while he entertains her, his face full of light. She can see that his sequel has started, that it's begun its first chapter, and she's only a side note, an intermediate, unfleshed character. Guess I'm the only one in the darkness now. She wonders if she will ever be taken off the shelf again.